Are you ready to rock? I hope so. For this week, we have Queen trivia. For season 7, I want to do themed episodes every third week. Third week theme, get it? Yeah, it's not catchy, but it works. So, for season 7, the third week episodes will be music trivia. I'm starting with Queen since it's probably my favorite band. Don't like it? Tough. Get your own podcast. As always, it's 3 rounds of 10 questions each. Want rules or scorecards? Visit dorkygeekynerdy.com. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. This is episode 321 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. And let's get this show rocking and rolling. The Dorky Round. Number 1. Until his death in 1991, who was the energetic frontman and lead singer for Queen? Freddie Mercury. Number 2. What biopic was very loosely based on the band's history? Bohemian Rhapsody. Number 2. What 1977 song, running only 2 minutes and 2 seconds, is a staple of stadiums around the world? We Will Rock You. Number 4. Freddie Mercury died in 1991 from bronchial pneumonia, resulting from what disease? AIDS. He publicly announced he had the disease 2 days before his death. Number 5. Queen collaborated with what musician on the song Under Pressure? David Bowie. Number 6. The song Bohemian Rhapsody topped out at number 2 on the US charts in 1992 after appearing in what movie? Wayne's World. Ironically, the song topped out at number 9 in the US when it debuted in 1975. Number 7. Queen composed and performed the soundtrack for what 1980 sci-fi film? Flash Gordon. Number 8. Queen contributed 5 songs to the soundtrack of what 1986 film? Highlander. Number 9. Starting in 2011, what former American Idol contestant sings vocals with Queen? Adam Lambert. Number 10. What was the name of the band's first album? It was self-titled, so Queen. The Geeky Round. Number 1. Who is the lead guitarist for Queen? Brian May. Number 2. The band played in what star-studded benefit concert in 1985? Live Aid. Number 3. Who played Mercury in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody? Rami Malek. Number 4. What 1980 song is Queen's best-selling single? Another One Bites the Dust. Number 5. In 1981, Queen played to the largest crowd in the history of what South American country? Argentina. Number 6. Anne Hathaway and Brittany Murphy covered what Queen song for the movies Ella Enchanted and Happy Feet, respectively? Somebody to Love. Number 7. What 90s rapper was sued and lost for copying the song Under Pressure? Vanilla Ice. Number 8. Roger Taylor plays what instrument for the band Queen? Drums. Number 9. Jim Broadbent and Nicole Kidman covered what Queen song in Moulin Rouge? The Show Must Go On. Number 10. What Queen song was used as the theme song for the TV show Highlander? Princes of the Universe. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. Guitarist Brian May has a doctorate in what? Astrophysics. Number 2. What was the band's first platinum album in the UK? Sheer Heart Attack, their third album. Number 3. Who performed the lead vocals for the cover of We Are the Champions for the 2001 film A Knight's Tale? Robbie Williams. Number 4. What invertebrate is featured in the Queen crest? A crab. It's meant to symbolize the zodiac sign Cancer for Brian May. Number 5. What was the title of the rock theatrical based on Queen's music that debuted in 2002? We Will Rock You. The show ran on the West End until 2014. Number 6. What 1995 album was the band's final album with Freddie Mercury? Made in Heaven. Number 7. Now retired and staying out of the public eye, who was the original bass player for Queen? John Deacon. Number 8. Though raised in England, Mercury was born in what African nation? Zanzibar, what is now known as Tanzania. Number 9. What was the band's first platinum album in the U.S.? A Night at the Opera, their fourth album. It went triple platinum. Number 10. What Queen song was covered in 1999 by country singer Dwight Yoakam? Crazy Little Thing Called Love. And that's it for our first themed episode of Season 7. Like I said, it'll just be the third week of the month. What bands or music trivia would you like to hear this year? Let me know on social media or Discord. Next week, we've got a country-based episode. Here's a clue. Traditionally, what country in the United Kingdom was established in 843 AD? This one has been on my list of places to go for a while now. Maybe this year. Maybe. See you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 321 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support this show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Brian Rollins. If you love audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This podcast is copyright 2025 by Brian Rollins, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening. Long before the summer of love, pride parades down Market Street, and the fight for marriage equality, San Francisco in 1953 was all about the Red Scare, FBI investigations, yellow journalism run amok, and the ladies who play mahjong over tea. In The Unexpected Heiress, private detective Nick Williams is called in to see his lawyer and friend Jeffrey Klein, whose mystery client, under contract to Metro, was just arrested at the Kit Kat Club on Polk Street, but somehow got off with a bench warrant. Jeffrey wants to know who in the police department worked things behind the scenes for the star of the upcoming blockbuster, It Was Raining Then. Meanwhile, a late-night phone call from his estranged father sends Nick into a tailspin, and a family secret, along with a lot of other things better kept hush-hush, are all splashed on the front pages of the Daily News. It ain't pretty. In the end, for Nick and his lover, a strapping firefighter named Carter Jones, it's actually the beginning of a whole new way of doing business. The Unexpected Heiress by Frank W. Butterfield is book one in the Nick and Carter series and is available now on Audible and iTunes.